From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Three men with suspected links to Al-Qaeda have been arrested in Norway and Germany, accused of plotting terrorist bomb attacks. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports authorities say the plot appears to be connected to last year's thwarted attack on the New York City subway system.
The case begins with a Denver-area shuttle bus driver named Najibullah Zazi. He's the man who was arrested last year for planning to attack New York City transportation targets. He pleaded guilty earlier this year and has apparently been helping authorities. A new superseding indictment released yesterday revealed that the plan didn't concentrate solely on New York. It also allegedly included a UK attack and, with the new arrests, possibly Norway. There's been little detail on the three people arrested by Norwegian authorities, aside from the fact that they were allegedly Al-Qaeda operatives. Sources tell NPR the arrests are related to information Zazi provided to authorities. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Riot police in Moscow are securing the perimeter of a prison thought to be holding people convicted of spying for the West, and a convoy of armored vehicles has arrived there. More indications of a possible spy swap between the U.S. and Russia. 10 people indicted on charges of spying for Russia are set to be arraigned in federal court today. The federal government is preparing to issue new rules that could make it much easier for veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder to get disability benefits. The changes, which could take effect early next week, could help hundreds of thousands of veterans of the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Vietnam. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what are you learning about these new rules?
Craig, the New York Times reports that the rules would basically eliminate the requirement for veterans to name specific events that cause post-traumatic stress disorder. I've just spoken with a person at the Veterans Affairs Department. He tells me an official familiar with this issue says the report is correct. So under this rule, for example, a veteran would no longer have to say that a bomb blast on such and such a day, such and such a time or place in Vietnam, Iraq, or Afghanistan specifically caused the vet's PTSD. Many vets and doctors have said for a long time that that's impossible to do.
So what are the arguments for and against easing these proof requirements?
It's a discussion that's been out there a long time. Some people are worried about the cost. It could be billions of dollars over a number of years. Others say the best way to get over a war stress disorder is not by getting disability benefits, but through regular work, and there are concerns about a possible jump in fraudulent claims. Now, on the other side, veterans groups very much want the new rule. They say that what vets need is access to treatment for PTSD. And the Times quotes a statement from Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki saying that the rule would go a long way toward helping veterans get the services and benefits they need.
Thanks. NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. The Labor Department says initial claims for unemployment benefits were down sharply last week. This is NPR News from Washington. The International Monetary Fund says the global economy will grow faster than expected this year, but the IMF's assessment is not entirely rosy. The IMF's chief economist says downside risks have risen sharply, including the risk that the debt crisis in Europe will spread. Lawyers for the federal government and the oil industry face off in a federal appeals court in New Orleans today. NPR's Jeff Brady reports at issue is the administration's six-month moratorium on deepwater oil drilling.
Last month, the oil industry convinced a judge that the Interior Department was too hasty in putting the moratorium in place. Today, the government and environmental groups will argue it's legal and needed to strengthen safety and environmental regulations. But the industry says the moratorium could force small companies that contract with drillers out of business. Randall Luthi is president of the National Ocean Industries Association.
When you put the moratorium in light of the possibility of the other restrictions that Congress may or may not enact, it becomes a real concern that this could be a very much a death blow for some of these smaller companies.
Government lawyers are expected to argue that economic harm caused by the moratorium won't be permanent. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Some relief is expected today from the heat wave that's been gripping the eastern U.S. over the past several days. James Bond with the National Weather Service says thunderstorms could help cool things down.
The chance of thunderstorms will even linger into the weekend. By that point, though, we're probably still looking at temperatures in the mid-Atlantic region anywhere from about, let's say the mid-80s to lower 90s.
Bond says that's a big change, though, from the triple-digit temperatures over the past few days. New records were set yesterday in cities from Raleigh, North Carolina to Trenton, New Jersey. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.